Dreamscape Lore presents Gods and Mortals, written by J.D. Netto. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Dedicated to those who found their courage when the world grew dark, and to Sasha Alsberg for remaining strong during the storm, this one is for you. Never abandon your crown when sorrow takes over your heart, for its weight will remind you of your strength. Abyssies. Bellwound, the dark beyond, the year 1328 of the Age of Mortals, in Theslin, the human realm. Chapter 1. It was wishful thinking to believe he was here. I searched the strange forest for him with my fingers curled into the damp earth. All I found was the echo of his voice reverberating through the foreign landscape. Even if Arnon wasn't nearby, his voice brought me comfort. I didn't dare move from my spot, lying still as the corpse I thought I was a moment before. It felt like any move I made would quiet the familiar presence around me. Ma and Da's lies had led me to my death. Their omission forced me into a choice I never longed to make. I thought back to my blood date. Ma standing by the doorway with her deadpan face, Da and I skinning horned rabbits. My fingers curled deeper as my gaze turned to the starless sky. There was no moon. Only a bright purple pattern reminiscent of the roots of a bitter light tree to break up the black. The purple light was bright enough to bring the wound on my exposed chest into view. The sight of the hole carved by the sacredist's blade reminded me of my most tormenting truth. Lucifer was my father. I was tempted to look at the skin story on my forearm, but I brought my fingers up to trace the deep laceration's smooth outer edge and the jagged shadow bite on my neck instead. Arnon's voice called to me in hushed whispers, sounding so close to my ear. I imagined I'd soon feel the press of his lips against my cheek. Sometimes his voice called from deep within the unfamiliar trees encircling me. But he never showed. No matter how much I wanted to lie still and pretend a bit longer, to believe the Creator and Lucifer had told one truth, his absence was enough proof that our journeys would continue alone. I turned on my side, expecting a twinge from my wounds, but I felt nothing. I crawled toward the trunk of one of the trees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?